Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's meeting of the Governance and Finance Committee. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Tonight, as Alderman Goodwin is an apology, in his absence I have assumed the role of chair for tonight's meeting, as noted. Where Alderman Rockcliffe is just arriving. So are there any declarations of interest? No. Public question time. Anybody from the gallery has a question? And we haven't. So we'll move straight on to item 4. Oh, hang on. 4.1. Public land register updates to register. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Perry, seconded. Alderman Emmonton. Alderman Perry.
Makes perfect sense, Mayor, to accept the recommendation, and I'm sure everyone will. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emmonton.
Thanks, Mayor. It's staggering to see all those green spots all over the place, but yeah, no, it's just a proper procedure. Thank you.
Update. Thank you. For the speakers, Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
I put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.2, Annual Plan Progress Report, July to February 2017. Have a mover, please.
So moved.
Alderman Perry, seconded.
Seconded.
Alderman Emmonton. Alderman Perry.
In the report, Mayor, thank you.
Alderman Emmonton.
Nothing further to add, Mayor.
For the speakers. Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
I put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.3, Risk Management Framework. May I have a mover, please? Alderman Perry. Seconded?
Second.
Alderman Rockcliffe. Alderman Perry.
No, as again, it's all in the report, Mayor. Nothing to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Rockcliffe?
No, thank you. It was an update of the framework that we adopted first in 2012 and just reviewing and perhaps tweaking a couple of things. Thank you.
Thank you. For the speakers? Alderman Perry to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.4, Elected Members' Expenditure Report. Do I have a mover, please?
No.
Alderman Milne. Seconded?
Yes.
Alderman Emmonton? Alderman Milne?
It's all there pretty clear in the report, nothing to add.
Thank you. Alderman Emmonton?
Yes, it's all there.
Thank you. For the speakers? Alderman Milne to close.
So closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.5, Related Party Disclosures Policy. Alderman Rockcliffe, seconded.
I'll second that.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Rockcliffe.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, along with some staff members, I attended a workshop about this last month, I think it was. It's looks like it's going to create some work for the GM plus some of our staff. However, it's a requirement, and this is another one of those things that have been, I guess, pushed upon us that perhaps other levels of government don't have to do. So, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry?
I concur with Alderman Rockcliffe's comments, and, the wonder where some of the compliance that we can pick, often get served up with is going to stop. But that's the way it is, it's the way of the world, and we've got no option really than to accept it.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Just a question through you to perhaps the GM. In a nutshell, if someone's on a committee of an association, that's when we need to, or anyone that's related to us, is when we need to I understand the rest with trusts and companies, but just when it comes to associations?
It comes down to a test as to whether you have, you have an influence over the decision making. So if you're in a position to be able to influence the decision of an external group, committee, and you're also on council, then it would be a related party transaction. Whereas if you're just on the committee, you and there's a whole group of people on there and you don't have the ability to influence the decision, well, therefore, in those circumstances, it wouldn't probably apply. In relation to relatives, the policy has set out that it's mainly about close family relatives, being spouses, children, parents, brothers and sisters, those type of people, where the relationship is there that needs to be recorded. If it's likely that we would be having transactional activity with them. So it's only in situations where we're actually getting services or buying goods from them, that would be the case.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Matthews?
Just thank you. Through you, Chairman, back to the General Manager. If the Alderman is not aware of a potential conflict from a sibling or one of your relatives and they do go through and vote on, what's the ramification for that? I mean, if you're not aware, if all of a sudden you find out, oh, look, they were involved in that committee, where do you stand?
There is the opportunity to update the disclosure throughout the year once you become aware of it. What would happen, what are the implications if something isn't declared? I'm not sure, Kim, if that's actually been outlined yet.
Well, the disclosure is in accordance with an accounting standard, so we would have to assess the materiality of that omission from our financial statements, so this will be form part of our financial statements, and then I guess, depending on the level of materiality, may even have to put a note into the current year's financial statements to say that something was omitted from a previous year's statement.
So there is a contingency if that did happen to it.
That's right.
I mean, hopefully it wouldn't, but you never know.
Things happen like that as well. You may miss out putting a property valued over $1 million. Who knows?
It's possible.
It is possible. I've heard it's happened. Okay, any further speakers? Alderman Rockliffe to close. I put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.6, Budget Consultation 17-18 Report. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Emerton, seconded.
I'll second that.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Emerton.
It's good that our council does create an opportunity for our ratepayers to actually participate in the budget preparation. I understand that not all councils in Tasmania do that, and so it again shows the transparency and openness of our council. There's some good feedback from members of the public, which of course as we go through the documentation and working out different budgets, that those thoughts will be taken into account as they seem appropriate. So it's a good process. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Berry.
Thanks, Mayor. I'll support Alderman Emerton's comments and just reiterate the point that we're not compelled to undertake this consultation process. We choose to do that as a matter of transparency, and you know, it is good to get some ideas and submissions from our ratepayers, because you know, some of them are very good ideas, and if we don't even undertake them in the 2017-18 year, then there's something that we could possibly, some of them are some things we could consider for following years. So it's a good process and we should continue to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, just a question again in relation to this. We asked the public to consult. We're getting good feedback here. I suppose what I'd like to see perhaps with this is a forum where we actually workshop what has been sent to us from the public, so that we don't just look at this and read it and go, yep, that's great, people sent us this information. And I know that some staff might take some of these topics and work with them, which is great for the future, But I just thought it'd be interesting if we actually looked at every single one of them and gave them their merit and gave it some time. I'm talking about just part of one of our workshops coming up in the next 3, 4, maybe even 6 months. But I just think it'd be nice if we actually really did actually get an opportunity to look at these properly and actually have a discussion in regards to them all.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, what we did last year and the intention is to do the same this year is that they'll be outlined as part of the budget workshops and all of them are, particularly the written responses, are included in that process. So there will be an opportunity for you to go through them. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Alderman
Milne. I think it's a fantastic opportunity. We get ideas from the community, so we're not just a top-down, local government. We actually take on board suggestions from the public and work as a team, if you like, so that the people of the community can actually have some feedback and some influence on what happens. I really like Alison's idea of the public forums. That sounds really great. It's just a way of acknowledging those people's ideas and giving them acknowledgement that we have actually had a look at it and worked with it. So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Rockliffe.
Thank you. I note that one of the submissions talks about a toilet block either at Delluck Picnic Shelter or at the pool car park area. Now, the Delluck Picnic Shelter I've kind of pushed on and off over the years and still not been able to get that, but that's fine. But I was a little concerned about the pool car park area, that people aren't obviously aware that they can actually access the toilets at the pool. Is it, we maybe need to do something around publicising that a bit better, that people aren't aware that they can actually just go in and use the loo. That's always been part of the plan of having the toilets incorporated into the... So I was a little concerned that obviously this person, and maybe they're representing lots of other people, I don't know, aren't aware that they have access to the toilet without having to pay to go to the pool. So, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, that was the plan many years ago when we tried very hard to get a toilet block there. It was going to be that wait till the aquatic centre's built and they can use the toilet inside, no charge to go in. My question is there a sign there? I've been meaning to go up and have a look at that.
Don't think so, not along the pathway or anything like that.
Well, perhaps we should on the walking track, because that, as Alderman Rockliffe has said, many of us have lobbied hard for that toilet block, people saying, well, we love the walk up through the Don and all that and back down to Coles Beach, but there's no toilet. So here we are now, and that's terrible that people like myself haven't even been and had a look or taken any notice when I've walked past. So perhaps we could consider just a simple sign that says free toilet, because they probably think they've got to pay. That was the public perception of that many years ago. Thank you.
Thank you. For the speakers... well, firstly, I'd like to thank everybody who has actually taken the time and provided feedback to Council, and the conversation that we just had is an example of what can be achieved by putting in that feedback, and it's something that we consider, as Alderman Jarman has said, and the General Manager, in regards to the budget process, including a sign, giving more thought to the representations that have been put in and consider it for the budget. And as Alderman Perry said, it may be not this budget, but it may form a strong foundation for future budgets. So congratulations to everybody who's actually taken the time to submit a response to the budget. And that's certainly food for thought. On saying that, I'll now ask Alderman Emson to close.
Thanks, Mayor. I think one of the other important factors too is that our council puts all the submissions made public openly. Again, another part of our transparency policy, which is, I think, is excellent. And with that, I'll close.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.7, Local Government Association of Tasmania. And the call for motions, so the two that is listed there. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Rockliffe, second Alderman Emerton, was it?
Yeah.
Alderman Rockliffe.
Thank you. We did have some workshop discussion around these couple of options to put forward as motions, and both of them make sense and at the moment leave local government kind of in limbo around how it's all going to work. So I think it would be certainly worthwhile putting forward the motion to have the discussion at a higher level. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thanks, Mayor. Both proposals are common sense and practical and therefore has my support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Rockliffe to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 5.8, review of Section 24 strategic committees. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please? 5 points. I just query that in regards to, I had the same type of note, but I read it again and developed terms of, point number four, developed terms of reference guidelines for all committees is a way of moving forward. It's not crystal clear though, as you've put it.
I just think we need to make it clear that the community will still be involved.
No, it doesn't. No, I agree.
Happy to support that motion as amended by Alderman Rockliffe.
Be working on the wording.
So just on that, Mayor, we'll have point six and the wording will be...
Along the lines of that the expression of interest to community participation in the committee will be sought following the development of the terms of reference.
I'm happy with that, thank you.
Something along those lines.
Yep, thank you. Alderman Rockliffe.
That's all, thank you.
Alderman. Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Makes clear sense to add that point, so it's good. Look forward to the restructure.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Just if I can, through you to, again, the General Manager. I know I asked before, but just to be clear, so now something that was a special interest group, if we're keeping it, now becomes a committee or still going to be called a special interest group? So we're still going to have a quorum?
If it's a committee, it will require a quorum. So that's part of the terms of reference.
Yeah.
If they're, the intent is for the special interest groups, that would be for a specific activity. And the way that they would operate would be a much more relaxed process than currently is required with quorums and those type of things. So committees, if they're set up under Section 24 of the Act, will require quorums and those type of things in line with the terms of reference.
And we'll still be able to have now minutes back again? Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. And I'll just reiterate on what Alderman Rockliffe just brought up, because I think that's important when we come to that, because some of these groups are going to not be successful if we don't increase our membership and we won't get a quorum for the ones that were special interest groups, so we just need to work on that very quickly. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? And that was the reason why we have a 2-year review on this, to make sure that we're able to improve, tighten up, make sure we get people that come along and are able to contribute to the strategic plans moving forward. So I think this is a good way forward in consolidating that. In saying all that, I'll ask Alderman Rockliffe to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.9, financial report for February 2017. You'll have a mover, please.
Happy to move that, Mayor.
Alderman Emerton, seconded. Alderman Perry. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Mayor. The report as presented shows the continued strong fiscal management of our council. There's a few ups and downs. Every one of those are detailed quite clearly in the report. And to consider that we had an extraordinary expense, a finance expense of $1.7 million, and we're still just a bit better than break-even is a pretty good result at this point in time. We continue to have a strong balance sheet. We continue to have a strong growth across a number of sectors, probably except for parking. But apart from that, what does come in is well managed, and again, it irks me when we keep on getting people saying that this place is poorly managed. They actually don't know what they're talking about, and I say that with the strongest voice. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. I would endorse Alderman Emerton's comments, and particularly the point he made about the $1.6 million cost to basically exit the Tascorp loan and set up the new financing arrangements, which will be clawed back over 4 years, I guess, at $400,000 a year or thereabouts. And yet that $1.6 million unfavourable effect on the operating report, we're still looking to break even, as Alderman Emerton said. So that's an outstanding result. Also note employee benefits, favourable result of $689,000, which is a significant amount, particularly even the fact that we've made significant ground on that in the last, I guess, 3 years now, possibly four, down to 144.85 FTEs. I'm not sure what we started at when Mr. West came along. It might have been about 180.
175, I think it was, full time.
Yes. So that's 30. You know, that's 30. It's close to 20% reduction. We don't see reductions if we don't need to, but I think it's an indication of how prudently this place is now run, and full credit to Mr. West and his key staff. So I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers?
Question, if I may.
Alderman Rockliffe.
excuse me, on the balance sheet on page 152, I note there's accruals of $11,660,000 up from $2.5 million. I'm assuming that's related to capital work in progress.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it actually is. It represents the deposit that the state government have paid us in relation to the purchase of their share of the multi-purpose building. When we set the budget, we originally thought it would be part of a capital grant, but in the meantime, they've decided to purchase that and they've paid us that full amount. So we've held it on the balance sheet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. 4.10, Governance and Finance Report. Move it, please. Alderman Rockliffe seconded.
I'll second.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Rockliffe.
Council's doing and how it's doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. Support those comments. It is interesting to read, see where little things are at that we don't necessarily get to hear at other times of the year. So I think it's an interesting report, and always like to look at the workshops and meetings that we've attended to, you know, try and stay up in the upper echelon of those figures. Thank you. It's like winning a Brownlow. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Perry. Any further speakers? Alderman Rockliffe to close.
Consider it closed, thank you.
I put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Being no further business, I close the meeting at 5:54. Thank you very much for your attendance.